On this week's AP Religion Roundup, faith-based refugee workers press on despite a freeze on federal support for resettlement. Over the decades, religious groups like Catholic Charities were at the forefront of helping the U.S. government resettle refugees.
Refugees are the most hopeful people I've ever met.
Kat Renfro is a supervisor with Catholic Charities Migrant and Refugee Services.
Faith is a cornerstone, and I don't think I'd be able to do this work without believing that this was what I was meant to do.
But this faith-based work is now in peril since the Trump administration banned most incoming refugees in January and froze federal funds for their programs.
As a church, we care deeply. As Christians, we care deeply.
Joy Rogers works with Pillar Church, a Southern Baptist congregation near Quantico Marine Corps Base. It's among 16 Baptist churches helping refugee families.
As military, we also just, you know, we have an obligation to them. As people that committed to, you know, helping the U.S. in our mission over there and working right alongside many of the people that are in our church. And then, you know, to see them have to evacuate so crazily, and this, you know, the whole situation just like it just broke your heart.
It wasn't something that was outside of our circle of experience.
Colby Garman, the pastor of Pillar Church, says the large number of refugees that were once housed at Quantico dispelled the feeling that it was an abstract issue.
It wasn't just happening somewhere else. You know, people were coming here, and you know, Quantico became, you know, a big part of sort of the welcoming of Afghans into the country and preparing to do that.
Renfro says that despite the administration's stop work orders to resettlement agencies, she'll continue helping refugees how she can.
I'm happy to go back to being a volunteer again if that's what it takes in order to make sure that all these families know that those of us who've been doing this work, that, you know, regardless of a contract, that we're still here, that we care about them, and that we want to make sure that they have what they need.
I'm Walter Ratliff.